Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte, read by Juliet Stevenson. There was no possibility of taking a walk that day. The cold winter wind had brought a rain so penetrating that outdoor exercise was out of the question. I was glad of it. Dreadful to me was the coming home in the raw twilight, with nipped fingers and toes, and a heart saddened by the chidings of Bessie the nurse, and humbled by the consciousness of my physical inferiority to Eliza, John, and Georgiana Reed. The said Eliza, John, and Georgiana were now clustered round their mamma in the drawing-room. A small breakfast-room adjoined the drawing-room. I slipped in there. I mounted into the window-seat. Gathering up my feet, I sat cross-legged like a Turk. I feared nothing but interruption, and that came too soon. The breakfast-room door opened. "Madam Mope!" cried the voice of John Reed. Then he paused. He found the room apparently empty. "Where the dickens is she?" he continued. "Lizzie! Georgie!" calling to his sisters. "Jane's not here. Tell Mama she's run out into the rain, bad animal." Eliza just put her head in at the door and said at once, "She's in the window seat, to be sure, Jack." And I came out immediately, for I trembled at the idea of being dragged forth by the said Jack. "What do you want?" I asked with awkward diffidence.
"Say, what do you want, Master Reed?" was the answer. "I want you to come here."
And seating himself in an armchair, he intimated by a gesture that I was to approach and stand before him. John had not much affection for his mother and sisters, and an antipathy to me. He bullied and punished me, not two or three times in the week, nor once or twice in the day, but continually.